All righty, let's go right to the phones right now. We're going to head up to Iowa. Sean's on the phone. Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going fine. I hear you have a chilly situation. Tell us about it.
I do, and I've been dealing with it for a few years, probably early 1900s house, and at some point they put an addition and extended the kitchen a little bit and also put a little bathroom down there. What they did was they just blocked, put the foundation up for the addition, and that's it. There's no insulation underneath, and it's pretty darn cold. I got the floor on that side of the kitchen. It'll freeze a six-pack of soda that I have sitting there if I'm not
careful. Oh, boy.
I'm just kind of wondering my options.
Do you have access underneath this kitchen?
I don't. That's the thing. They never put an access or anything on there. It's just, I don't know. I thought about trying to knock out a couple blocks under there, but I didn't know if that would jeopardize the integrity of the, you know, the foundation or what.
Probably not. You'd have to be careful in doing that, but that certainly was a flaw in building that they didn't allow at least some ventilation through there because... there's just no telling what that might look like underneath there. Certainly, we would assume that there's no plastic on the ground, so that's allowing that cold, moist air to migrate up right into your house.
Sure.
So I would certainly... I would hesitate to tell you to go just knock a couple blocks out without someone knowledgeable in framing and structure looking at it for you. Could be a structural engineer, but you might be able to find a contractor that you feel comfortable with just looking at it. It's not that hard to figure out which blocks to cut out and where. And then you could cut out, and you might even take an abrasive blade on a circular saw even, and, you know, with eye protection and breathing protection, and just cut a nice access hole that you can build a little door for to allow you to get a nice flashlight and a crawl suit and get under there and just see exactly what's happening. I would not be surprised if you didn't find some mold and mildew that has accumulated in there since it's been a few years, but putting plastic down on the floor, on the ground will immediately help considerably. But then on the access door, instead of building a solid door, consider building one out of lattice that you can put some screening behind, or even have one built out of a metal screening to where that will allow some air to come in and out of that underneath the house there. Certainly by having access like that, now you can insulate that floor, which if you're feeling, you know, a real cold floor, that'll immediately address that. So these are not real expensive things to do depending on how large it is, but I would definitely have to get up underneath that house and see. But Joe, of course, we're still talking about an envelope of an area of the home. There's a lot of things that can be addressed there as well.
Yeah, and if you do manage to get in there underneath there, and after you cover it with plastic, the ground with plastic, there should be insulation, you know, between those floor joists. And if there aren't, then, you know, first make sure it's good and dry, and then I would recommend putting in mineral wool, rock wool insulation, and just press it up in between there, and then you'd have to hold it in either by stapling up chicken wire, because it doesn't have any way to doesn't have any kind of paper that you can staple it, right? It's just insulation on your face. So you'd have to use, there are products you can buy, a product you might call stay wires, which is thin spring wires you press up there, and they fit between the joists and they hold it in place. Or people often will staple up just chicken wire to keep the insulation from falling down. But that alone, the plastic and some rock wool insulation, will help immeasurably to keeping that floor a little bit warmer.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So.
Well, good. Yeah, I would certainly get underneath there. I would be so curious. Heck, who knows? There may be like big gold bricks under there.
Well, that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah,
that's
just
really
stacked up. That's why
they
closed it up like a vault so that you couldn't get to that. So
they're waiting for you to sell the house. They're going to move back in and grab that gold.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, if I find anything, I'll make sure I call back. And
yeah,
I'll,
do
we'll
that.
We'll go out to lunch. Yeah.
We'll sell you a radio show. Call us back. So
there you go. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay. Our pleasure. Have a great weekend. Thank you.